Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, February 27th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Caleb Slinkard, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Birthdays, born this day in 1902, novelist John Steinbeck. He wrote The Grapes of Wrath, among other great works.
When I wrote The Grapes of Wrath, I was filled naturally with certain angers, and certain angers at people who were doing injustices to other people, or so I thought. I realize now that everyone was caught in the same trap.
Born February 27th, 1932, Elizabeth Taylor, from WatchMojo.com.
It was her starring role opposite Mickey Rooney in 1944's National Velvet that made her a box office sensation and a child star.
Oh, you're a pretty one, Pie. You didn't mean to run away.
On this day in history, on February 27th, 1827, the first Mardi Gras celebration in New Orleans. From Point of View Films.
Every year, over 1 million people flock to the streets of New Orleans to experience Mardi Gras. But where did this strange celebration come from? What is its purpose? And how did it end up in New Orleans, Louisiana?
What we know as Mardi Gras today came as a Catholic celebration.
That's the day you eat everything you can, drink everything you can, and do everything wrong that you can, because Ash Wednesday is Lent, and that's when you can't do anything.
On this date in 1922, the U.S. Supreme Court gives its approval to the 19th Amendment granting women the right to vote. At the top of the charts, 1967, the softer side of the Rolling Stones with Ruby Tuesday.
No one knows. She comes and goes.
On the KETR events calendar at 2 p.m. this Friday, Houston performing arts troupe Boo Town presents two short shadow puppet plays, The Mummy and The Curio Show, in the Black Box Theater of the Performing Arts Center at A&M Commerce. There will be a Q&A after the show. Admission is free, but seating is limited. Houston's Boo Town presents a professional puppet show at 2 p.m. this Friday in the A&M Commerce Performing Arts Center. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Caleb Slinkard, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our thought for the day, you've heard of H.L. Mencken, I'm guessing, Caleb. For every complex problem, there is an answer that is clear, simple, and wrong.
I like that.
H.L. Mencken. Well, lots going on in Greenville Commerce around Hunt County. There's one particular thing in Greenville that's been kind of interesting, and that is this discussion of a zoning change that would allow a funeral home to operate in a residential neighborhood. I believe this is on North Walnut Street.
Yes,
in Greenville.
Absolutely. It's Walnut Street, and it was actually approved by the Planning and Zoning Board already. And so basically, it's on the corner of Walnut and McDougal. And it's in an area of Greenville that could definitely use some more economic activity. There, of course, would be concern as far as parking and traffic flow and things of that nature. But if this is something that is approved and moves forward through the city, I think that it could definitely have a really positive impact on that area of Greenville.
City Council still has to okay it?
Yes, City Council has to okay it, and then once they okay it, everything will kind of shift to the business.
Another interesting story I saw was there was a case involving a man from Caddo Mills and animal cruelty, and he's going to go to jail for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be in jail for at least a year. He's got quite a few counts, but he's going to serve them concurrently. Individual who had more than 48 animals in and around his residence, and just simply couldn't take care of them, couldn't take care of that many animals. And so, yeah, he's looking at some, you know, serious jail time, a year in jail for that. And I think that that's probably a good thing.
A lot of times that's the case, is it not, that somehow, for whatever reason, someone has acquired a lot of animals.
Absolutely.
And they simply are over their heads and cannot take care of them, and don't know what to do, but anyway, just simply can't take care of all those animals.
Yeah, and obviously that's not the case every time, but that happens a lot, and particularly when we're talking about more rural county, you'll have people that just collect pets, and then eventually, you know, that's what we see.
And the judge in that case obviously trying to send a message.
Yeah, and I think it's a good message to send. I think that individuals in the area have to know that you just simply can't, if you find yourself running into a problem like that, there are several avenues to take care of that.
And what some of those be?
Well, for instance, I mean, you know, obviously there are some local animal shelters both in Hunt County and in, you know, the specific cities. You know, you could bring your animal to Commerce, for instance, Commerce Animal Shelter. That would incur a little bit of a fee. But a lot of the shelters in the area, particularly in Rockwell, are no-kill shelters. So you could bring them there. You know that they're going to be, you know, found a home. And there's some talk about changing the Commerce Animal Shelter to be a no-kill animal shelter. So mm-hmm. There's definitely people in the area in Hunt County and Rockwell County that care about animals. And there's some good avenues to where if you are overburdened, that's definitely one avenue to go.
I guess someone also could simply call the sheriff's office and say, look, I can't take care of all these animals. I know I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So can you guys help me out somehow or point me in the right direction?
That happens a lot. Absolutely. And what's interesting, actually, the Rockwell County Sheriff's Office, I know they have quite a few animals. They have this big pasture, and they have a bunch of different horses and donkeys and stuff in there that they've collected over the years. So, yeah, the sheriff's office will definitely, if they need to, they'll be able to point you in the right direction.
We're talking with Caleb Slinkard, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Caleb, interesting story out of Commerce recently, and that was that there was a proposal to extend the hours for the local bars, and the city council voted against that.
Yeah, the proposal was that you'd be able to push it 2 hours further. And obviously the concern from the city council and I think several city residents was that you extend drinking hours, you're giving individuals more time to drink, and that's going to lead to, you know, more drunk driving, et cetera. Flip side of that, there's obviously a sales tax boost to the city if people are able to spend money here, you know, for a longer period of time. And if you look at the studies, they're kind of conflicting. Some will say that it does lead to more, you know, drunk driving and arrests and things of that nature, and some say it doesn't. But I think that the Commerce City Council wasn't really that interested in having that discussion.
Mm-hmm. I guess it is still fairly uncommon for bars, especially in smaller towns, to stay open past midnight.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely a fair assumption to make. I know that in larger cities it's pretty routine to have those hours extended, but in smaller cities with more reduced police enforcement, you know, worse roads, poor visibility, it's definitely a lot less common.
Caleb, we're about out of time, but you had a front page story here lately on one of our own here at A&M Commerce, Dr. Shannon Carter, who won a major award for some of the work that she's been doing here locally.
Absolutely. She won an MLA award and...
MLA being Modern Language Association.
Absolutely, yes, that's correct. And she's been doing some great work in gathering a lot of the oral history in the Commerce area, particularly the African-American history in the Norris community, which is, I think, really apropos considering that we are in Black History Month, and she's done a fantastic job there.
Caleb, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
I always appreciate it.
All right, Caleb Slinkard, editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.